Welcome back to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleiman. If you've been following the New Look LA Times food section, there's a good chance you know the name Lucas Kwan Peterson.
You go 30, 40 minutes in any direction, you can be in a completely different place and learn something you've never known was there and have a wonderful time and a wonderful experience and frequently eat really, really incredible food.
Maybe you saw his ranking of fast food French fries or watched his hilarious videos, like the one in which he tries to peel garlic. Now Lucas is producing and hosting a new show for the LA Times. It's called Off Menu, and it launched this week. Over 10 episodes, he explores some of our city's most interesting neighborhoods with the help of some friends. Hello.
Hello.
It's wonderful to have you.
I am very happy to be here.
So the Times decided to create its first series. The fact that it sits inside the food section isn't really a surprise for this kind of first enterprise, right?
Sure. Yeah. I think of all genres and different kinds of things you can find in a publication, food makes the most sense as far as just being able to showcase the diversity of the city. And I think food's the obvious choice for that. Yeah.
Did you pitch to someone or did they come to you?
As far as the series itself or like actual episodes?
The series itself.
I mean, I was hired with the understanding that I would do something like this. Yeah. So I'd had a show at Eater, and then when I was being hired for the Times, they're like, you know, you do this video stuff. This is something that we'd really like to start doing. And so I knew that this was going to happen.
You know, I can't talk to you about this particular subject without talking about Jonathan.
Of course, please.
And, you know, when I think about Jonathan's legacy. I mean, he got in his truck, he drove to places in Southern California many of us had never been to before to have a meal. And in doing so, he changed our perception of where we live through this decades-long project of his of exploration, investigation, aka eat, and then write. So it felt like gaps between neighborhoods got smaller and understanding of who we are got larger. And I feel like this project of yours is an extension of that desire to learn and connect.
So much of it is inspired directly or indirectly by Jonathan and his work. Absolutely. I think he was such an ambassador for the city, and in his writing and in food exploration for myself, is how I learned to love the city. And I think it's the most effective way to get to know people and cultures and to come to embrace a city that sometimes is hard to embrace, especially for people who are transplants like me. I've been here since 2007. But it was like I learned through Jonathan that the fractured nature of LA is its greatest strength as far as food goes. And it's how you end up having these incredible pockets of food.
Because the Times now has so many people who write about food in a more far-flung geography than previously, is this show meant to sort of back up those reviews with more sort of back-of-the-house insight?
I think maybe complement. What's nice is that these episodes will clock in at 12, 13, sometimes a little longer, which is nice to sort of have the space to get to know people and to have an extended conversation with someone about who they are, where they're from, what they desire in life. And like, this is sort of what makes LA a wonderful and magical place that you can really get into in a way that maybe you couldn't get into in 800 or 1,000 words. You know, and it's also not criticism in the way that, say, a review is, but it's really meant to kind of color in the spaces and the gaps and to really have a really fully fleshed out picture of these or a more fully fleshed out picture of these people that make our food and make LA such a special place.
And if the first one that dropped, which is the only one I had access to, the one about jazz from Jet Lada, is an indication, it is very much about the person. Talk to me about the decision to start with her.
I mean, do you work in food in LA if you don't have some sort of relationship with jazz? I don't know if you do. It's, she's such a, you know, in the epic play that is the story of LA, you know, she is such a, you know, a vital character.
Knows everyone.
She knows everyone. And the decision to start with her seemed natural. She's such a larger than life character. She's loved by so many. She was very loved by Jonathan and vice versa. And so it seemed like a really natural place to start.
And I love that you meet her at a market. You meet her at Laxi, which is the airline hangar size.
Yeah.
Asia market.
Absolutely.
And the thing about Jazz is she's totally unfiltered. She tells you what she thinks and what she thinks you need to know.
Yeah. She's like, you know, don't get that. That's terrible. And, you know, was your mom a good cook? No, my mom was a terrible cook. She was absolutely horrible. And yeah, she's so wonderfully and refreshingly herself at all times.
Jazz, tell me about the first year you opened this restaurant. What was
Nobody
it like?
Here. Oh. I sell only $80 lunch, $200 dinner. And I steal my husband's credit card to pay for all the market bill, but he didn't know that time.
And the decision that she made, I think, without your knowledge even, was to cook a meal that was home food, meal that didn't represent items that were necessarily on the menu.
Absolutely. And it won't necessarily be like that for every episode, but it just happened to be that for this, Jazz was like, let's just cook and let's go to Laxi or Thai Costco, as some people call it, and just buy some stuff. And she ended up cooking a whole bunch of dishes that they don't serve it at Gelada. And it was incredible.
Describe the paste.
The namprik gung, and then there's an accompanying recipe by Genevieve Koh, our cooking editor, is this fiery, powerful, funky, shrimpy paste that's meant to sort of go with other things. So you can, you know, you dip little bulbs of Thai eggplant in it and you enjoy it like that. Or you could sort of eat it on its own. But it just makes you cry. It's so powerful. And you can see the beads of sweat dripping down, you know, my head in the episode as I'm eating it. And it's just so fresh and fiery and shrimpy. And it's amazing.
And it was really fascinating to watch it unfold in the mortar as more ingredients that were unexpected get added to it.
Sure. Yeah. What was unexpected to you?
For me, the cooked shrimp was completely unexpected.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, to complement the shrimp paste.
I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah. The sugar goes in and the paste and the cooked shrimp and then so much more lemon than I would have thought.
And the amount of chili was
amount of chili was
like I love when she
volcanic.
When she tells you to reach for a bag in the refrigerator at Laxi.
Yeah.
And most of us are used to buying bird chilies like two at a time or three at a time if we're like at a regular grocery store.
Right.
And this is like there's thousands of them in there.
So many.
Love it. She says you can take some home.
Yeah. it was an amazing education in cooking, and I'm really grateful to have had the experience.
Tease us with another couple that are coming.
Sure.
That show sort of different takes that you're going to do.
So one really interesting one. So the next one will be the Tacos 1986 guys, which is interesting. So they're the very popular taqueros that have recently opened a place downtown. And these guys grew up in Tijuana. So what we do is we actually end up hopping in the car and going home. We'd go to Tijuana and they take me around to some of their favorite taco spots. And that's a really fun episode because it has the driving component, which somehow seems essential to any show about LA and food in Southern California. You mentioned Jonathan with the truck. I mean, so much of it is just like getting in your car and going. And so that has a fun road trip aspect. And then we do one in Skid Row. It's in which is a little bit different than the rest, but I think it felt necessary to do. It felt like an exploration of chefs and restaurants in a more traditional way is obviously how most people are used to consuming food media, but that there's a huge swath of population for whom that's not that important. And I was interested in seeing how do people eat and how do people feed themselves and what are some of the organizations that are helping provide healthier options, provide sustenance for people who are homeless.
Is it behind the paywall?
No, it's on YouTube. Oh, yes. Oh, I have to promote it. I totally forgot to do that. Okay, so we have a brand new YouTube channel. No, it's not behind the paywall. The YouTube channel can be found at youtube.com/LA Times Food, which hopefully is easy to remember. And the episodes will come out every Tuesday. And the first one came out today. And it'll come out every Tuesday for the next 10 weeks. And you don't have to pay for it. But please subscribe to the LA Times.
Yes, subscribe to the LA Times so this magical food content can continue and thrive.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Lucas.
Thank you.
That's Lucas Peterson, host of the LA Times web series Off Menu. The first episode is up on the LA Times Food YouTube channel and on latimes.com. New episodes come out every Tuesday. After the break, we close out with a look at an underappreciated herb. I'm talking with food scientist Harold McGee about oregano. Don't go anywhere.